It is 7 after, actually almost 8 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. And we are trying to find Uri Geller, who's traveling, but I'm not sure where he is. But I know we can find him. I know. I feel it in my bones.
Somehow.
Synchronicity. You feel that you'll reach out to him, right?
And I know that every experience that we have, every person today at this moment is having some kind of experience. You're having a thought experience. You're having a physical experience. You're having a mental or an emotional. You're having an experience. And so, as you think about the experience, do you wonder, and I tie this to the video of the day today at DougSteffens.com. Please watch this. It's important that you watch it and think about it. It gives you a perspective. You know, yesterday I was talking about how we are only able to understand 1/4 billionth of whatever there is to understand. And you think about that. All of these things seem kind of nutty because they're so hard to really put into perspective. But think about your life. I think you have to go any further than your own body and understand how complicated, how complex the design is of the systems that make you work, how your brain works, the involuntary muscles that keep your heart pumping and your lungs working and you breathing. And the fact that you can think and talk, you can walk, you can do, I mean, think about it. You can build up your strength. You can do all of those things. Uri, where have we found you? Where are you?
I'm back in Kiev.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes, and are we on the air now?
Yeah, we are. I was just talking.
Hi to America from Ukraine.
From Ukraine, yeah.
I found it quite extraordinary that you yourself visited Ukraine.
Yes.
And the reason I'm actually in the hotel and not in the airport is because I was asked to do another television show called MasterChef. I don't know if you have that program in America.
Yeah, we have shows like that. A lot of cooking shows, yeah.
So basically...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You were invited on a cooking show. I have sat in your kitchen with you.
Yes.
I can't believe that you understand what the difference between a pot that would boil water and a fry pan is. I've never seen anybody but your wife in the kitchen at the stove. What in the world are you doing on a cooking show?
Well, Dad, you know that I'm a positive thinker, so nothing can stand in my way.
Yeah, okay.
And when I got the request, I thought to myself, well, the easiest thing that probably every non-cook does is pasta.
Right.
So that's what
it's going to be a riot. I want to see. I hope you post the video at urigeller.com. I want to see that.
It's really funny, but you know, Doug, it just shows you that shows like MasterChef and Hell's Kitchen and The X Factor and America Got Talent, it's just incredible how if you can prove yourself in one country that a format that takes off, and what I mean by that, if the ratings are high, then every country around the globe wants to buy that show.
Absolutely. It's an amazing reality. It really is.
Yeah, and this is why Simon Cowell probably is going to be a billionaire very soon, because his X Factor and his America or Britain Has Got a Talent is playing in 60 countries at the same time.
Yeah.
It is just massively unbelievable from the business side of it, from the financial point of view, that you don't even have to be in the country. It's your idea that is being sold. And it's very much like, look at Steve Jobs with Apple.
Yeah.
Steve very rarely traveled around the world, if you didn't know this. And he sat in Palo Alto, and his Apple shops were opening all around the world.
Yeah.
And I doubt that he's ever been in most of his Apple shops.
A lot of people are talking about Steve Jobs this week because of the book that's coming out about his life.
Yes.
The television shows that are focusing on the author, Walter Isaacson, who used to be the editor of Parade magazine, which was a kind of a middle-of-the-road magazine. But he asked Isaacson to do his biography, and he's, if you see the Time magazine article this week and look into some of the fascinating fellow. You mentioned Simon Cowell. I was talking earlier about the way people develop their lives and their reason for being. Why does one person try to and succeed in, let's say, acting or in computers or in managing the mind like you do? How is it that we, I would like you to do one thing for me today. If you don't do anything else, I will either send this to you or Shippy can find it at DougStephan.com. I would like you to watch the video of the day today and tell me what you think. This is more, I don't think I've ever asked you to do anything like this. I found, you know who Jeremy Rifkin is, Uri?
I will do it right now because I have a Steve Jobs iPad in front of me.
All right, yeah.
And
you
I'm going to put your website right now. It will take me 2 or 3 minutes to adjust, and I will have a look at that video. But, Doug, you know, once again, opportunities pass us every day.
Yep.
Every day. And the people, I believe, who are successful are the ones who can grab that opportunity and make it happen. This is why you have to have a really broad horizon in your thinking and the way of your presenting and rolling out your life. You've got to make a target goal, and the target goal is that you want to look at everything and what attracts you the most, what your gut feeling tells you to touch, that inner instinct, that intuitive power, the intuitive energy that we all have. If you can direct that intuitive force to a few opportunities that pass you by, grab them and make them happen, and then you will become successful sooner or later. It's again the determination, the power of your mind locking into a target and focusing on that target and making it work. So I've got your video right now in front of me, and where shall I, because I can see you now talking to me. Where do you want me to go on your website?
I want you to go to Video of the Day.
Video of the Day. Let me scroll down. Is it under your, I'm looking for Video of the Day.
Video of the Day will be right next to where my, you're watching me in the studio. Right next to it, it says Video of the Day, left of the Good Day Live video box. Okay. You go to Video of the Day, and
Wait a minute. This is fun doing on the air. So
I'm
watching you. By the way, I love that blue T-shirt or sweatshirt. That
actually, it's a T-shirt that I wore when Megan was doing her crew. It says America on it. It was given to me by some members of one of the America, the big yacht races that they have over here. And the ship was called, the boat was called the America. So that's what I'm wearing here. All right, you want to find it for a minute? We'll pause for a second, then you can tell me what you think.
Dougie, is this the Canine Telepathy?
No, why?
No, because you've got a video called Canine Telepathy. That's not it.
No.
You know, the fact that I'm not seeing Video of the Day immediately, it means that it's not well clear and not well presented.
I'm looking at the homepage myself, and I can see me in the Good Day Live box, and right next to it there's a group of videos on the left. If you go to the left, it's a video.
No.
This is fascinating. It's not. I'm going to get out my iPad and look at it. Richie, look and see what you see.
Yeah, I don't have my iPad to see exactly how it's displaying for him.
It doesn't say Video of the Day anywhere. It says videos, but there's recommended, but there is not the Video of the Day.
Yeah, that's just what we call it.
We call it, but it says, I'm looking at the green box, it says Videos of the Day.
Okay, this is exciting.
On mine.
Wow,
yeah,
that is very, very strange because I can't see it.
Right.
I see recent videos.
Oh, yeah. It does say Videos of the Day. Right under the on air, the big red
it says on air.
Shitty, look at on air. I'm looking for on air. This is maybe the Ukrainians found a way to censor your Video of the Day.
That'd be very interesting, wouldn't it, huh?
Video of the Day. I'm still looking at it. I mean, it says on air, and there's absolutely no Video of the Day here.
Okay, well, we'll look for it, and then when we come back, we'll see if we can.
All right, stand by.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new books!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/17 to 1/4/12. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Alright, Uri Geller is with us. His website, URIGELLER. We finally found out what the problem was. He was on Ustream watching the stream. Now he's at DougStefan.com. And the video of the day is, I want you to tell me after you, you're not going to, it's 10 minutes long, so it'll take you a while. I just find this sort of thing, these presentations, to be amazing. They help us all. And this is what you're all about. This is about helping people think about lots of things, including where you come from.
Yes, I'm actually watching it, and it's very well done. And you know, Doug, there are thousands of this type of short films on the internet.
Yep.
It's really a matter of time to look for them, where to look for them.
Yeah, it really is. I agree with you 100%. So, broaden your mind. All right, Uri, we'll talk to you next week. Uri Geller.
Lots of love to you. Bye-bye.
And to you as well. 21 after on Good Day.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hemp
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9999. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Sing-off from last night. We've decided, and I'm trying to put the heat on anybody here.
This is awesome.
All agree with me. This is great stuff. So these are the Dartmouth Ayers. Probably Can't Handle Me. I don't know what sort of the song is.
You see how busy this song is.
I'm moving parts here, Richie, you're right.
I'm moving my part.
You.
Listen to the guys in the face. Line in the background.
Apparently, they're not in jeopardy. The Yellow Jackets and the Collective are in jeopardy. Here's the Collective singing, Give Me Everything. Last night was hip-hop night.
Tonight, I would love
I like this.
I could too.
Yeah. Judges didn't think it was a great performance, but pretty good, actually. I don't know how I do as a judge on some of these shows. Next group up is Pentatonix, giving a performance of a Kanye West song called Love Lockdown. All vocal, no instruments.
What I had to do,
on the singer.
Had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and it haunted me all the way. So you never know, never, never know, never know enough till it's over. Love till we lose control. I'm overload, screaming no, 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 no. I'm not loving you the way I want to do. Yeah, I want to go and escape from you. So I feel low, you make me feel cold. So everybody else don't have to know. So keep your mind.
me. All right, so we've heard from the...
I'm just amazed at the sounds that
can
come out of
here.
Yeah.
All right, so the judge is announcing the decision, Richie.
We saw the Collective and the Yellow Jackets square off in our first ever vocal battle to Just a Dream by Nelly. One of these groups is about to go home.
Not a good host, Nick
Lachey. Go right to the judges. John.
Very terrible. Stiff.
Plastic.
Yeah. Who I thought was the most cohesive harmonically, and that was the Yellow Jackets.
All right. Ben, how about you?
AKA
Dana Carvey.
I thought was mm-hmm. most cohesive. I liked the swells and the background vocals and the beat, and so I went with Collective.
All right. Sarah, looks like you're the tiebreaker. Who's it going to be?
This is so, so difficult, and my heart is racing right now. And I chose the group that I felt took the right risks. And I love you both, but I chose the Yellow Jackets.
All right.
Okay, Yellow Jacket.
Andy climactic, huh?
Winner.
Loser. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Winning.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, while advances in technology help to create new jobs, workers may be losing the race against the machine. A new book by MIT researchers suggests that our economy has an inability to replace jobs faster than automation takes them away. Corporate spending on automation has increased 26%, while payrolls have stayed the same. In other news, Amazon will be adding HTML5 support to the Kindle, including the latest generation of e-ink devices. What does this mean for the average Kindle user? Well, you're going to see a lot more rich formatting and high-resolution images and all kinds of cool stuff on Kindles. And finally, WikiLeaks might have to cease operation publishing classified government documents due to funding issues. Payment processors, including Bank of America, Visa, and MasterCard, still refuse to let the organization accept donations through their services. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt double light 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt double life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only 57-watt bulbs in California.
No, she looks great. Glad we got that personal loan from One Main Financial. And the loan specialist said we have options if our situation changes.
Honey, twins.
Twins?
You have a dream? We can help make it a reality. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with a simple, straightforward approach. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Formerly City Financial. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret your credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Because I know instinctively where everything is here, Richie, despite the fact that you think looking around here that I don't have full control of the idea department on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is 34 minutes after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli has graced us with her presence, along with Rich McFadden. And I don't know how much grace is involved in that, but there is amazing grace. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here's amazing Jennifer. Here to enthrall you. The Doug Steffen Good Day website. Researchers are following the debris that is floating across the Pacific Ocean, headed for the west coast of the United States.
Oh, great. Does that mean I'm going to be here tomorrow or not?
20 million tons of debris from the tsunami have been floating across the Pacific.
20 billion?
20 million,
million
tons of debris. Houses, cars, buildings, you name it, boats, all this stuff's been floating across the Pacific. Boats have run into it. Planes see it when they're flying over it. It's a big, imagine, 20 million tons.
Wow. Is it all staying together? That's what I didn't see in the story, whether it's all kind of like dispersing and just
well,
kind of
by the nature of it, it is dispersing because it doesn't stay together, and that's what makes it so dangerous because it's spread out all over the place, and it's being tracked by satellites and stuff. But imagine furniture, refrigerators.
It's like a garage sale, except in the ocean.
Right. Yeah.
Can you turn your paddle out and try to steal?
It's moving more rapidly
good, Jen.
Than at first thought. The University of Hawaii is tracking the wreckage, and apparently in the next couple of years, the West Coast is going to be covered with tons of debris. Tons of it.
Wow.
And there's not much. What are you going to do? You have to. There. It's in 2,000 square miles.
Jeez.
Of ocean. So are you gonna, how are you going to put a net out there and capture it? Apparently, it's passing the Midway Islands now.
It's wow.
Look, oh, look, there's a refrigerator. Some of the stuff is 20, 30, 40 feet long. Boats that are that big. Just all kinds of debris. So that story is at DougStephan.com. Should you want to chase it down, if you'll pardon the pun.
Yeah, go fishing.
Right.
Get something.
Go fishing. Speaking of that, our word scramble today.
Oh, good.
Ready?
See if I can blow another contest for you. Hold
this. Thanks very much, Rich.
Let me get out my pencil.
I should try to not be so much like me.
All right, good.
In a sense. Yep. All right, so we have seven letters in this. Right. None of them are duplicated.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Yeah.
Yep, ready.
T.
T.
Let me do the consonants first, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do the T, the consonants first. There's a T, there's an R, mm-hmm. there's an S, there's a B, and there's an L.
Is that a B as in boy?
B as in boy. A T as in Tom, R as in radio, S as in smooth, B
like
as in
Dylan.
Boy, L as in love. And the two, there are only two vowels.
Smooth love boy?
Yes, there are only two, there are two, count them, two vowels.
Okay.
An O and an E, or an E and an O. All right? You will identify this, and you will win a swell prize when you call 800-510-8255. You got a couple of minutes to do it. 800-510-8255. Again, the consonants are L, B, S, T, R. The consonants, I'm sorry, the vowels are E and O. What's the word? 800-510-8255. The thought for the day today is that love is more powerful than fear. Love more powerful than fear. I think we all know that. All right, quick reaction to this. Good idea or not. Jennifer, I'll tell you the story. You tell me what the... isn't it really a story? There are people in Florida who say the names of the jurors in the Casey Anthony trial are going to be made public.
Hmm.
The cooling off period is over.
Yeah, why?
Good idea or not? Jennifer says no.
I don't even have to be on that jury.
Roberta says no. Richie, what do you say?
I say it's up to the jury. Who decides whether they're made public or not?
The judge.
That's lame-o.
The judge says the jurors have been threatened, and so he wanted time to pass before he made their names public.
Why would he need to make them public?
That's a very good question. Why? Why would you do that?
I would say that the jurors get to decide.
Yeah.
They did not decide the fate of this woman. Why can't they decide their own fate?
Yeah, they didn't. They have not been. They are not in charge of it. The judge is. I would be very upset if I were on this jury.
Me too. No, thank you.
This is a good way to discourage people from wanting. This is how you screw the system. By doing stupid stuff like this, people say, I don't want to be on a jury. I'll find some way out of it. So this is another way.
Is he legally bound? Is there some legal reason that he is bound to give those names out? Does he have the choice or does he not? I mean, I would imagine that the press is suing, or not suing, but
the
Freedom
press
of Information
somebody, exactly.
Act or something like that, and saying, we want the names, and he may be trying to hold it back, but can't any longer,
right,
due to the Freedom of Information Act, and has to give it over.
Yep, that's exactly what's going on. But imagine what that does, though, for people who are about to serve on it. You don't know what the jury, you don't know what the case is going to be. When I was on the last jury I was on, it was a woman who was accused of operating under the influence. I think that's what it was. I don't remember. I think it was more serious than that. I know that within 6 minutes of the trial starting, everybody in the jury had made up their mind what the story was, and they stuck to it. We had a six-hour trial, and then we deliberated for a while. But I think it was,
you're out of there in one day, basically,
for
right?
For show. Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, no, I was in and out of there in a day. But I think that this kind of stuff is what would discourage people. They find way. What? You want to have trouble? This is supposed to be service to help. How are you helping the law isn't quite right. There's something.
It's not like you choose and you say, hey, I want to go on this trial. This is what I want to do. I mean, you go because it's your civic duty. And it's our duty as a state and government to protect you.
I'm looking at some of the answers to. All right, let's get the answer to the word scramble. 800-510-8255. Frank's in Lebanon, Missouri. Hi, Frank. Hello, Frank.
Hello.
Oh, Frank.
There he is.
Short naps are great, aren't they?
No, that was me.
Oh, nice job.
The wrong side up.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
We're doing well, thank you. You have brought us an interesting challenge.
You brought the right answer, but the wrong answer. But it's the right answer.
Well, it is. What's your answer?
I said bolster.
All right, hold on just a second. Marcy's in Hibbing, Minnesota. What do you say, Marcy?
I say lobster.
Everybody get out of here. There's a lobster loose.
All right. So, in fact, you are both correct.
But they're both right.
Because you just flip around the L-O-B and the B-O-L, and you have S-T-E-R on the end, and you're both correct. We were thinking of lobster, actually, but bolster works. So you both get a prize. Not a bad deal, right?
Great.
Terrific.
All right, Marcy, you're on your way to work?
I'm actually on my way to pick up my husband from the hospital.
Really? How's he doing?
Oh, he's doing very well. He's getting released. So.
What happened? Do you want to tell us a story?
Some diverticulitis it ended up being, so nothing serious.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not fun, though.
Well, give him our best, okay?
Thank you. I will.
Stay away from the sesame seeds.
Yeah, right. And strawberries.
Exactly. Yes.
All right, so, Frank, you're on your way to work.
I am, yes.
What do you do?
I'm a human resources director at a hospital.
Okay, you hiring?
Not much right now.
No. What would be the major need for services in a hospital? What sort of medical personnel are you looking for if you are hiring?
I'd like to apply for the role of doctor, Frank.
Well, you know, there's always a need for nurses, although right now our turnover is really quite low, but there's always a need for nurses and also entry-level jobs such as dietary, environmental services, and so forth.
And how many men do you have now applying for jobs as nurses as compared to, let's say, 10 years ago?
A few more, but not very many. It's still a small percentage of the workforce for nurses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you enjoy your job? You like it?
Love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think it would be challenging. Do you hire the brain surgeons?
No, actually, there's another department that hires the physicians. But I've been doing this for about 30 years, and I love it.
Really? Very good. We don't sound that old. So it obviously has kept you young in many different ways. Good to talk to you, Frank. Thank you
for being here. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. 16 before the hour, I look at some of these interesting people with interesting jobs. There are tons and tons and tons of really interesting people and interesting jobs. But I'm guessing I was talking to somebody at dinner last night. We were visiting and thinking about what was going on, the problems of some people in our country. We all have a lot to say about the native, what we call the Native American population, and the stuff that goes on at a lot of these big gambling casinos and how the Indians have been. Most of the people who are Native Americans never see a penny of that money.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there are hundreds of thousands of Native Americans living in abject poverty. These are people who are Americans. The alcohol rate among people in the tribes is about 80% because there's no work. They don't have homes. They live in unbelievable circumstances. And
so why do they stay there?
Most of the problem, because they have no place to go. Where are they going to go? They have no means, Rich. They don't have cars.
Outside of the reservation, I mean.
Yeah. I don't have an answer to that, other than they're very tribal. They stay together. Families all stay together.
So if they decide that the tribe is very important, they stay with it and they decide to live in poverty because just like in many other cultures and communities, the top 1%, oh God, look at me, keep all the money.
No, the problem is not that. The problem is illegals have taken the jobs from many, if not most of these people, because they have, for whatever the reason, the illegals will work for less than minimum wage. They still don't stand up under scrutiny, but people are hiring them. And so what many of these people did before has been impacted by all the illegals coming here. And it affects every single part of our life and every single group that lives in this country.
Native Americans have been dealing with illegals for a long time now.
Yeah, including us.
Yeah, exactly.
The white guys.
Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, I just thought it was a pretty compelling story. 14 before the hour. Speaking of compelling, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with today's daily dose of important medical stories for you in a moment here on Good Day.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon,
and I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, here to help us increase our knowledge when it comes to our own health and well-being. And apparently, if you want to be healthy, you better stay the heck away from the gas station.
This is from Kimberly Clark this morning. The gas pump handles, they turned out to be the filthiest surface that Americans encounter on the way to work.
Worse than keyboards.
Top offenders following gas pumps were handles on public mailboxes, escalator rails and ATM buttons, closely following parking meters and kiosks, crosswalk buttons, and buttons on vending machines and shopping malls.
All right, what about the dollar bill? I thought those were supposed to be the dirtiest things.
It wasn't on the list.
No, really?
So yesterday I went to the ATM, and this morning I pumped gas. My hands are filthy.
You dirty pig.
As I sit here and tap on my keyboard.
Yeah. All right, next up. Good news for those who like coffee.
More evidence that coffee has a positive effect against the most common forms of skin cancer. Doug, women who drank more than 3 cups per day of caffeinated coffee saw a 20% lower risk of getting basal cell carcinoma, a slow-growing form of cancer, than those who drank less than a cup per month. Men who drank the same amount saw a 9% lower risk. This was out of the American Association for Cancer Research in your backyard in Boston.
High blood sugar may be caused by...
High blood sugar may be caused by not drinking enough water. This is out of diabetes care. People who drink less than a couple of glasses of water each day may be more likely to develop abnormally high blood sugars. This is the pre-diabetes in the range of 100 to 125.
Don't get enough sleep. Here's one result.
Out of circulation, poor sleepers have more heart attacks than those without insomnia, chronic insomnia. Doug, it's been linked to depression and anxiety, and it may also increase the risk of heart attacks.
Yeah, this is
great.
This is sort of voluntary versus involuntary insomnia, right?
In a
sense. I think both. I think not sleeping enough is such an important factor of being obese, high blood pressure, depression, anxiety, and heart attacks.
Bounce that off of him like I don't get enough sleep, but it's the people
it's
who can't sleep. Right.
Okay, can I ask you a question, Dr. Ken? Because there's always, you know, you should get 6 hours, you should get 8 hours. What's the right amount of sleep?
7 to 8 for adults, much more for young people.
All right.
Happy birthday, Amanda Kronhaus, today, age 15.
Oh, my God. Amanda's 15? Wow.
I'm a 15-year-old.
Get dad to teach you to drive.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good.
Bless your heart.
I'm going to have to wait to see that happen.
There was Auntie Jen's coming over.
Dr. Ken on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is by Pitbull Daycare, yeah, famous group. We all know them.
Pitbull Daycare?
From the movie Saw. You make me feel so dead. You make me feel worse than dead listening to that crap. Boy, Halloween 2004. All right, get rid of that, Richie. Would you please?
Yeah, gladly.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing worse than that, and Richie's just amazing, except listening to Barbara Streisand sing People.
Oh, my God, I almost rather listen to Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, 54...
People. Stop.
54 minutes.
There she goes.
Past the hour. Thank you. Chuck Curry is here, the author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond. Please check it out. You can go to DougStephan.com, see Chucker's picture in the contributors box. You can cluck.
You can cluck?
I'm listening to Roberta clucking away there. Yeah. I have lost myself for a moment. Excuse me. Let me regain my composure.
Back down with Roberta.
All right, anyway. Chucker has a blog, Following DVDs and the Video World Television. I see that Disney, I think we have this story at DougStephan.com today. Yeah, we do. If you want to get copies of the Harry Potter movies, you better act fast because Warner Brothers says it's pulling all the DVDs and Blu-rays at the end of the year the same way Disney does with most of their movies. They'll be re-released later because that increased the value, Chucker, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's just another way to repackage and resell a little bit down the road, which is what they'll do.
Following the George Lucas plan, right?
Yeah, more and more and more. All right.
By the way, in theaters before the Three Musketeers 3D, there's a trailer to The Phantom Menace 3D. So George Lucas is, repackaging the original Star Wars, or actually the new Star Wars film first to re-release in 3D. The first one comes out in February. You think there'll be a big audience for that? Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there will be. Yeah, I think there will be. All right,
if they would have did the old trilogy first, I'd say yes, but not the new trilogy.
What is it about today? Everybody's interrupting me. There's no respect for me at all.
None.
Today from anybody.
Zero. Chucker.
You know what it is? 17 years you've had your time. Now it's ours.
Well, seeing as this is... wait a minute. You know what? I forgot to talk about this. This week is the beginning of the 24th year of the Good Day Program.
Yeah, it's your anniversary, huh?
Wow. Yes, right.
And then there's a birthday coming. Uh-oh.
Okay, so we have a contest here. We are following movies that are spooky. for Halloween, and so I guess this would be considered one of them, although I think this is quite cleverly done and rather humorous given the star, etc. Maybe that's enough of a clue. Here's the first audio clue.
My whole life is a dark room. One big dark room.
I know!
800-510-8255 for the swell Doug Steffen Good Day Prize.
Stop it.
All right, next. She's really
Five
annoying.
Five people
today.
Ignore the strange and unusual. I myself am strange and unusual.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Chucker, you got it, right?
Yep, very easy.
One of my favorite actors in this, yeah.
800-510-TALK. All right, here's the last one.
I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague, and I had a pretty good time during that. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it.
Great role for him.
800-510-8255. Haven't won before in movie moments. Know the answer. Get to us now. Chucker, in
I'm
a moment.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What's your take on movie news today, Chucker?
Okay, Doug, Warner Brothers moving forward with a third installment in their Sherlock Holmes franchise, even though Part 2 doesn't hit theaters till November. That's a good franchise, again, for Robert Downey Jr., who already has Iron Man, and I believe working on a Perry Mason franchise also. Mm-hmm. Other news, Warner Brothers wants Ben Affleck to direct the big-screen version of Stephen King's epic novel, The Stand. There was a miniseries about 20 years ago with Rob Lowe and Gary Sinise and Ruby Dee, which I thought was terrific. Although Affleck might not want to do it, he wants to do a gangster film with Matt Damon first. And one other bit of news, 71-year-old Chuck Norris currently on the set of The Expendables 2. I read when the Hulk gets mad, he turns into Chuck Norris. So it should be pretty interesting.
And very clever. All right, that was very nice, John. Let's see here. What do we have? How about we do Ray in El Paso? Ray, what's the name of that movie?
It's called Beetlejuice.
It is, and who's the star?
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton is the star. Great job.
Remember Alec Baldwin in that, too.
Was Alec Baldwin
Gina
in that?
Davis. Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis were a couple.
He's a lot better in those days.
Yeah, all right. Ray, good job. Hold on a second. We'll take good care of you. This is good.